Hey everyone, and welcome to today's edition of EdgeCast Mini. Now, today's Bible reading is John chapters 7 to 8. And you know, as you read, I really want to say to you, well done, by keeping your commitment to reading God's Word every day. You know, as I read John 7 to 8, I really began to see how important it is to read and live by God's Word. And you know what struck me throughout the passage? That Jesus was battling such disbelief from the people around him. Throughout John 7, people around Jesus were just, you know, talking about him behind his back, like, who is he, you know, and like, you know, is he really, you know, the Son of God? And I really was thinking about it, and I was like, in such an atmosphere of disbelief and uncertainty about, you know, your calling, how could Jesus hang tight to his purpose and identity in God? And, you know, I know, as you know, as a man, you know, I believe that he had his doubts and he had his fears. But as I thought about that, you know, and I was searching the passages, you know, for a clue, you know, to Jesus' secret to being able to deal with all this. And I just read John chapter 8, verse 31. And it says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." And, you know, it just struck me that Jesus, as he stood against doubts from people around him, he actually told those who believed in him, those who followed him, to just, well, basically abide in his word. And I think by that he meant to just read and to live according to his word and to live by how he teaches us to live in this world. And, you know, he promises that by reading and living by his word, you know, in verse 32, he says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And, you know, that really struck me because, like, many times as I've talked to my friends about, you know, our futures, and I mentioned wanting to follow God's call, like maybe to missions or to other directions in my life, I would face doubts from my friends. And, you know, I would look at myself and how many times I don't live up to, you know, the expectations of myself and, you know, to other people's expectations of me. And I just get discouraged. And, you know, as I really read this word from Jesus to us as his disciples and followers, I really felt that this is his promise to us. And we can be reassured that whatever we're doing, you know, whatever the world thinks, we can live for him. We can be free from whatever the world thinks. So reading his word every day actually reminds me all the time that I am safe with him. And, you know, it's like my secret weapon or something, because, you know, this is what Jesus said to me. So even when I'm discouraged, I can come back to his word. And I can know the truth is that he promises he loves me and he wants me to grow in him. And this truth just gives me the strength to walk away from other people's fears, even my own fears and doubts. And this truth sets me free from them. And you know what? This promise is not just for me. It's for you too. So as you read today's passage and every day's passage, be encouraged. Remember that Jesus wants us to read his word. You know, many times we forget that, but he wants us to read it. And so that we can get encouragement and strength right now, right here, you know, for whatever he wants us to do and wherever we are, so that we can be free from fears about our destiny in him.